Hope 103.2 podcast.
What does Holland look like in 2021?
Oh, of course. Well, thank you so much for having me. So 2021 Holland looks like someone that has been working for the past almost 3 years on a project. And for me, way more intentional with how I want people to perceive and come across things that maybe I normally wouldn't have paid as much attention to when it comes to the music and the visual side of Holland. So, yeah, and definitely very, very much family centered, at this season of my life. My husband and I found out we're having a baby in April. So we're, So I've been putting out, an album and putting out singles and have been pregnant. So, yeah, just everything at once. It's been wild. For sure.
That is so good. And I want to, though, take a few steps back for our audience, maybe who isn't as familiar with your more recent work and what you've been doing in between. But many people might recognize your name from a few songs they might have heard on Christian radio from your debut album back in 2017 when you were signed with Toby Mac's label. And now near the end of 2021, though, you're actually going to release only your second full-length album. 3 or 4 years between a release is quite a long time. So as you mentioned or hinted at, like, there's been a bit of a gestation period with this new music. But can you tell us what basically happened in between your first album, your debut, and now? And, like, I guess what was, going through your artistic process and your career?
For sure. Well, yeah. So in 2017, when I released my first project, my first full-length album, you could say, that was a time when I was in the very beginning of self-discovery. Okay. So this was me being 20 years old. I had been living on my own for almost 2 years. Probably 90% of those 2 years was on the road. So I had no sense of really grounding or community outside of the road. I feel like that album had a lot of different types of genres and music on it. And all of those parts were a small piece of me at the time. But listening back on it, even after I put it out, you know, there were a few songs on there where I was like, man, I don't know if that was really authentic to me, or man, should I have put that out? I wasn't really confident in my voice as an artist quite yet because I felt like I had this vulnerability, this weak spot in my personality that I really wanted to please people. And I had such great people around me. Like, I was signed with Goatee Records for a long time, Toby Mac's record label, but I hadn't really been able to get my hands dirty because I had this voice in the back of my head. Like, if you believe in Jesus, or if you're a Christian and that's what you say that you are, then your art has to sound, look, be a certain way. I'm talking about the creative side, the excellence side, the business side of things. So for me, that was a tension that I lived in for a long time. And actually, right after I released that album, I had like a crazy a relationship that I was in that sparked that EP you referred to by Sad Girl. And I actually didn't even mean to put that project out originally and ended up putting that out. And the response from that project was so overwhelmingly positive and eye-opening to me that I realized, wow, I can use, you know, this voice that I have, even though I'm still figuring things out, even though I'm still on my own healing journey. And I think for me, the biggest thing is what has happened in the last 4 years is I have learned and found my why of why I exist and why I create and how I am the way I am when I found my no. And I think for me, I was always swayed by opinions of people and what people thought about me. And I think I got to a point in my art where I was like, you know what? I'm not going to put a timeline on myself to create. I don't want to live my life by this, you know, never ending cycle that's like, create, see if it goes well, and then push yourself so that you can make more money, have more opportunity, all that, you know, all that stuff. But for me, I was really worn out, and really spiritually, emotionally, and mentally exhausted. And I had a lot of inner work to do just from being alive and being a human. And 2021 Holland is a very much more mature, self-aware, kind of slower paced individual. But I believe that there's a time and a place for all things and for working hard as well in between those seasons. But really, I've just learned what it means to rest and to be okay with that and to not let standards or expectations of other people be the guide that I live by my entire life. I think there's a very few amount of people that God has positioned around me that I hold to a very high respect and honor of their voice in my life. And if it's not one of those people, I'm like, well, I'll have to think about that. Thank you for your opinion. but yeah, so that's kind of where I'm at. I mean, very, very minute examples compared to what 4 years, you know, really does to a person. But that's a little inside look.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously 4 years is a long time, and I would say that especially recently the world has been realizing the importance of rest as well, for very obvious reasons too. But I wanted to touch on something you mentioned earlier about having to your music to sound a certain way when you were signed. I mean, for me personally, I would love to see more Christian artists take more of a creative risk in their music. And already in these new songs of yours, like you've hinted at, people were putting their opinions on you and your earlier music. And I think that that can even happen with Christian music fans too, where if your music isn't explicitly a worship song or about Jesus, then they can react quite negatively or confused, which I'm sure you've seen firsthand as an artist.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic.
Well,
it's very ironic.
Yeah, well, do you want to talk a bit more about that? Do you have anything more to say?
Yeah, no, I don't. That's okay. I think it's okay that people misunderstand. I actually think it's sad. And I don't say that in a way to make people angry or for them to be like, sad? What do you mean sad? You know, but genuinely it breaks my heart, because if you would just stop and actually listen to what I'm saying and watch, like actually open your eyes and watch without having a filter of because this, it must be bad. I feel like a lot of zealot type quote unquote Christian people, they just think that it has to be an all or nothing type thing with what you create or what your art. And I know people use this example all the time, but it's like, well, what do they do for a job? You know, it's like, I'm not going to go, I'm not going to be a mechanic. And all I talk about all day is just like how Jesus could fix this car. I need to actually talk about practically like, hey, the problem with this car is like the oil needs changed. Oh, okay. Well, I know where the oil comes from. I can go get the oil. Like, I know who makes the oil, whatever. So I have that in stock, but we need to talk about the problem so that we can know how to fix it. Hmm. And I think that that's a massive gap in the audience that I have right now. And I've noticed that. And like you said, I feel like we need more artists in general that lean into their creativity, because I know it's there. I have a lot of friends that, you know, aren't as popular in the Christian music world. I'm like, man, I wish people could see this side of these young people who are just, man, they love Jesus, but their art is so honest and raw and real in other ways. But I think it's okay if they misunderstand. It's kind of funny to me at this point to read some of the comments and be like, whew, I can't take that to heart. That would kill me. Mm. It's, yeah, some of it's just downright cruel, you know? I know this is true. And this is right. And this is pure. And I want to fight for those people and those things that I know are innocent and holy and pure. And so for me, one of those things is like my faith. That's why I don't fight against these people that come at me in comments and stuff about my new songs or whatever they think is going on with me, because I have solidified within myself, I know what's holy and I know what's right, and I will fight for those things. And so I feel like my whole life has been this holy rebellion. And with what I'm doing in music, it might not come to fruition for a long time. It might come to fruition a year from now or a month from now, but I know what God's promised me and what he's asked me to do. And that's to be obedient to what nobody else can see, but him and I and my husband sometimes. but you know, and so that's kind of where the album name came from. It was going to be called Vitamin C, like the actual vitamin. And we were going to do kind of like a release and a really cool vibe around that. But I just felt like I needed to reintroduce myself as this is who I am in this season of my life. And this is what I'm going through. I have gone through. And I want to be a bridge for people to communicate to God if they've never met him before, or if that's not what they want to do, they can just come and listen and feel seen and feel heard. And if they are a Christian and they do follow God, like they have a safe place where they can process their emotions and almost talk to a friend. I feel like it's so comforting to know when someone else has gone through a similar situation or emotion as me, because it brings me so much peace. So that's kind of where the name comes from. It literally is my name. I have it tattooed on my chest. Yeah. So kind of gutsy, but that's what we're about in this day and age. And it's actually not gutsy to me at all. It's me. It's very, very much so me. I'm not doing it to raise eyebrows. I'm doing it because that's who I am. So I'm just so excited about it. I'm proud of myself for putting this whole thing out there in the open, letting it air dry.
Well, I think that's the whole thing. I mean, that's as an artist, I think no one, whether you're a musician or a filmmaker, you know, singer, actor, whatever, you don't want to compromise your vision and who you are. But obviously you first need to know who you are. And as you say, you've been going through that process and now you've been, you want to reintroduce yourself. I think that makes total sense. But the fact that you feel so at peace with everything you're doing, like, I think says a lot. And, no matter how this art is received, which I think it will be received very well, I really hope so. I'm loving what I've heard so far. But
thank you.
At least you can, be at peace and know that this is what you want to say and how you want to do it. And whether it's the music or the visuals, we'll talk all about that in a moment. I actually want to talk about one of the singles you've released so far. It's called Opinions. Now, this song, I mean, it's pretty straightforward in its lyrics, but I love, musically, it's actually a bit more low-key than I expected. It almost has, like, some subtle jazzy influences, I feel. I don't, yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, tell me a bit about the song and some of what's going on there.
Yeah. So, Opinions, I wrote... I did not remember this, but my friend Austin Davis, he produced this entire album with me, and we pretty much did everything 50-50 on this album. He sent me a clip, actually posted on his Instagram the other day, and it said that we had wrote this song in February of 2019.
Wow.
Which was mind-blowing to me that it was that long ago. But Opinions, I actually wrote the guitar line just by myself one day at my house. And that's when I was living in Nashville, Tennessee. And I had scheduled a write with Austin. He was on his way to my house and I was trying to come up with an idea. And I remember being really frustrated in that season because I had just gotten married and a lot of people in my life that I would say I was very close to, just kind of up and left without any explanation or reason why, or kind of got frustrated with me that I got married, so quickly. And, it was very odd. Like a lot of people in my life that I thought were all for me and, just really gung-ho about what God was doing in my life, all of a sudden just kind of turned a different way. And it wasn't in a good way. It was kind of like, you have no idea what you're doing. You know, you're crazy. And I'm like, what? You guys are my friends. You've known me for the longest time. So I was dealing with that. And then just, I felt an immense amount of pressure, in my spirit to kind of move into this new place sonically as an artist. And I had wanted to do that for several years, but didn't have the freedom, in an industry way, because I was so marked like Christian artist that whenever I put anything out, it was like pop wouldn't take it on the playlist, like nothing like that. So it was a very, very stressful time for me. And I remember just coming up with those two chords, the dun, da, dun, da, dun, da. Da-da, that whole thing. And Austin came over and I just started talking probably for about an hour. I was kind of venting, and that's how each of our sessions started. And I basically just got to this point where it just flowed out of me like water. Like, I have to write a song about how I cannot let people make me so upset, like control my entire emotional state for weeks at a time. And so those words just started pouring out of me. And Austin is brilliant. He's so good with just hearing instruments and sounds before I am. And so I'm that way melodically, and we just kind of combined forces and it came into being. But it's a simple, simple, simple track. I literally think it's some hi-hats, basically like a simple drum line, one little piano, like fall off jazzy kind of vibe, which is where that comes in, and then acoustic guitar. And then I followed all of the guitar patterns with stacked harmonies. So I love that song. It might be my favorite one on the album because it is so straightforward. And my personality is not, I'm going to come right out and say this to your face, but I really needed a song like that to release that season of my life and be like, you know what, even if this is just for me, I need to write this song. And I'm so happy with how it turned out.
For sure. I would imagine that would have been so cathartic. I mean, the first of all, venting sesh, but then afterwards, of course, the songwriting, putting that into a song and out into the world.
I owe Austin for everything. He's the guy that can turn my emotion into this beautiful thing where I'm like, this is how I'm feeling, da 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 da, and he just compiles it all and goes, well, what about this sound? I'm like, yes, I would not change anything about that. So it was a miracle to have him on this project with me.
Let's talk a bit about the production of this album. It's already in the singles you've released, we can hear a variety of sounds and flavors going on. And I found Mood Swings particularly, it's obviously a very poppy song, but it's also kind of weird in a good way. And for me personally, I like weird. I like music that's like interesting, or it's, you know, there's something.
Sure, yeah.
And especially layers. I think like music that has layers, even Opinions, you mentioned, it's a very simple song, but the fact it has all these little things going on is what makes it interesting musically. Tell me a bit more about the production and musical inspiration for this album.
Yeah, no, I love that question. I would agree with you. I think that music sonically is so much more interesting when you've got just little nuances in the track, even if those nuances repeat themselves. If they're interesting enough, it can hold your attention the entire song. So for me, what was beautiful is normally I have to think about that, but with Austin, he is just so great at, when we were in sessions, just having these little ideas and incorporating them, right there, you know, as we were writing or later on, like, hey, what if we added this? What if we added this little like synth stabs here? Or, oh, what if we took the percussion and like put it in halftime over the bridge? Like, so all kinds of crazy ideas. But what I love about this album is we never said no to an idea. We really kind of wrote the song and had the bones, and then said, okay, what do we feel like? Where do we naturally want to go with this? Because I wasn't trying to fit in a production box when it came to a genre at all. I was like, I do not care what these songs sound like. I would just want them to feel really good. And so looking at the album as a whole, and when you listen to this, to the album, hopefully you'll have a similar opinion on it. But to me and Austin, when we listened to it, and then also, you know, Dylan, my husband, he's had these songs, you know, just as long as me listening to them, anybody that we've sent the album to, they're like, how are you going to pick singles? Honestly, I didn't know how I was going to pick singles because literally every single song on this project holds its own. There's not one on there where I'm like, ah, I don't really like that song, or, oh, that's just an album cut. Every single one of them had the potential to be its own, like, trophy, its own star. So for me, you know, sonically and melodically, this whole album is really telling a story. And I think that it did a great job of almost capturing the emotion of each song as well. One of my favorite ones on the album is called Maybe. And it gets so sporadic at one point because I'm talking about all of these different options that I have when making a choice. And just this one part on the bridge goes absolutely mad, like just crazy. And I think having Austin as a multi-instrumentalist and mainly a drummer was a huge asset. And then also just kind of me having, you know, guitar and piano and vocal experience for, you know, 10 plus years, and then him having so much experience in not only like singer-songwriter world, but worship world as well. Like both of us kind of came together and kind of took all of our hats off, in so to speak, and said, you know, what would we want to listen to if we were listening to a 1975 album, if we were listening to Chance the Rapper, if we were listening to Doja Cat, if we were listening to Billie Eilish, what would we want to hear happen next? And we never, ever, ever took a song that was on top 40 radio and go, let's try to make something that sounds this way. We always came in. This was the setup. Every time we'd come in and write a song, I would come in. We would talk for about an hour, figure out what we wanted to say, kind of run with it. And then it basically, how the demo started was almost how the song sounded at the end. Every time we mastered it. So it was just literally a miracle. Every time I went into write, we were both like, let's see if it happens again. So yeah, I think the nitty gritty of it all is we really wanted to capture the emotion and the lyrics sonically. And I think we did a really good job of that. Because when you're listening to it, you can almost kind of feel what's happening in my brain. That's what I wanted people to experience. And there's so many layers to that. So I think we did a good job of making it cohesive, but also individual for each track.
Hmm. Like you said, I mean, this album is a reintroduction of you, and like you, the fact that you have worked with Austin and the way you've approached this album, I think ensures as well that every song is, you know, you can just be so proud of it on an individual level.
Yeah. And we've had it for almost 3 years.
Oh, wow.
I've listened to these songs before. I was going to release this project in February of 2020. And then obviously COVID hit. And so it was kind of like, nope, that, you know, that's not going to happen right now. I really want to do this album, like due diligence. And so anyway, I mean, having sat with these songs for that long, and still, I don't like them. Like, I love them. Mm. I get so excited when I listen to them. Like, I would buy this. Like, I would listen to this. That's the kind of art I want to make.
So you talked a bit about the music production side of this and the songwriting. What about the visuals? Because, yeah, you've released, obviously, music videos for each of the, I think, all of the songs, or at least a couple of the singles. What's your approach visually with this album in general, whether it's the album art or the videos, or going forward with what you want to achieve?
Sure. So for the album, we haven't posted a ton about this yet, but we are in post. Holy Rebellion, whenever I was thinking about this album and the fact that it's literally named after me and my name, I was like, well, what kind of visuals do I want to do with this? I don't want it to just be a bunch of my face everywhere. I would love to do something that really, I feel like, represents me, at least up until this point in my life. And over the last couple of years, the last 5 years, I've gotten majorly into my own physical health, which ripples into emotional, mental, everything. And your body holds all of that, right? So for me, I dove headfirst into, why do I feel so sick? What's going on with me? And I really felt like for the first time in my life, I was passionate about something equally or maybe as more as music. And for me, I love nature. I love food. I love anything. Like, I'm not a super health junkie where I will like die on a hill of like, you have to be healthy all of the time and whatever. I'm not that crazy and not that extreme, but, I love people like that. And cause I got to this point where, I found that my diet and what I was eating and what I was taking care of was taking care of me. And it was either hurting me or helping me. And so with this album, I was thinking, okay, visually, what do I want to do? And I kept coming back to this greenhouse image. And I like me being the gardener of my own greenhouse and kind of nurturing each one of these songs almost like a plant, and that they're going to bring nourishment to somebody. If not just me, they're going to bring nourishment to people. And I wanted to take care of them. I wanted to steward them well. And not only that, but it's a parallel to my own life. Like, I have a gardener that's taking care of me, that's cutting things back, that's pruning me. And so a lot of the visuals of this album are very deep seated in that. So when I released the first visual for this record, which was with the song Tension, there's a main line in the song that says, I need you to protect me from the what ifs, to direct me and to guide it with the precision of a knife. And, you know, to anyone that's not a Christian, like, I didn't write this song based off a verse. I wrote it based off of the situation I was in with God. It was like a psalm. But when I looked back on it, I was reminded of like, oh, well, you know, I'm the vine, you are the branches. Like, I will prune things off of your life that aren't healthy, that aren't, you know, meant for you. And so when I thought of that song, I thought of this like knife that I had planted and that had grown, and what was meant to harm me actually was helping me. If I would just use it as a tool to my advantage, I could use it to help people as well. And so that's where that came from. And then with Mood Swings, you know, obviously that's kind of like self-explanatory. I was on like a swing set, but just feeling like emotionally, I wanted to kind of do something fun and playful. Like, I think we all want to go back to that kid in us when we were oblivious to everything, and almost that playfulness and kind of making fun of, yeah, I am constantly in this battle with, you know, where I want to be and who I am and who I was. And I've been, you know, in this mood swing with my dream. Like, is this dream going to happen? Nobody's validating me. Is that okay? Is that not okay? And then for opinions, I actually made this cloud out of cardboard and like pillow stuffing and put it around my head. And I feel like one thing that almost every person that has left my life in an abrupt way, that I've learned lessons from in the last 4 or 5 years, they've always left saying, you have no idea what you want. You have no idea what you're doing. And actually the whole time is like, God has been telling me what to do. Like, I've known exactly what I'm doing, but it's almost that saying, oh, your head's just in the clouds. Like, she has no idea what she's doing. And so in the chorus, I kind of mockingly said, I guess my head is in the clouds. You know, sorry that I let you down, but I want to live in a different place. I want to live in a different perspective. I want to, if that, you know, if living in the clouds, quote unquote, is a bad thing, and that means me being obedient to what God's asked me to do and being wise and accepting wise counsel, but acting on faith, like, that's who I want to be. That's what I want to be remembered for. I don't want to live a life that I never took risks and I didn't just kind of go for things. So anyway, that's kind of the whole essence of the album so far. But every song is kind of like a plant that I feel like I've nurtured over the past couple of years and kind of come to fruition. So yeah, and we have some more visuals and really cool stuff that we're going to be putting out for the remainder of the songs as well.
I'm so excited to hear that. As we've already seen from the singles and as you've kind of talked about before, you're breaking out of the box musically, lyrically. You're also talking things which your audience isn't usually used to hearing. But I think this music definitely obviously has the potential, and I'm sure you've already thought about this, to reach into the mainstream and just to reach in other spaces in general. So where do you see this music taking you, just in general, or what are your hopes for it?
Yeah, well, I hope this music just soars. I hope it just finds the people that need it, genuinely. Because, you know, as an artist, if that's my, you know, my main job is speaking, you know, money wise, like financial wise, obviously anything you do, you want to be successful at. But me making this pivot in my content and being more genuine to my process and being obedient, has cost me a lot of things. And one of those things is people's understanding. They're confused. They're like, what is she doing? So things aren't as consistent as they were before COVID, one. And then me, you know, making drastic, not drastic changes, but to people who haven't lived my life for the last 4 years, it seems drastic to them. But this was me 2 years ago. You should hear what I'm writing now. It's like, it's good. It's like, it's just so good. And I tell my husband all the time, we talk about this all the time. I get so, weary from, this journey that I've been on, because I have such high hopes for this music. And every time I pray about it and seek counsel on it and, just my life, not this music, but just my life and my life's purpose. And I want to be a bridge from church to the culture, from culture to the church. I want to stand for something, but I don't want to build walls. I want to build bridges. And my husband and I say that all the time. And I think there's a lot of people that have the heart to do that, but I haven't seen a lot of people genuinely like pursuing that and going, okay, I'm going to take whatever sacrifice comes with that. And I'm sure there's way more people than me doing it. But it's just been really genuinely difficult. Some days I'll wake up, like the day Opinions came out, I was so proud of it. And I normally don't let things get to me, but that day I just had a lot of people saying things. And I just looked at my husband like, why can't I ever just get a win? You know, why does this music feel like it just hits a ceiling and then it stops? It hits a ceiling and then it stops. And it's not a matter of the confidence in it or anything like that. But what we've been hoping for and expecting is for this to cross genres and cross pollinate with other people and other genres. And to me, I really just want to be as authentic to my season that I'm in, and as authentic to what is naturally coming out of me as possible. So, you know, in this next season of my life, if that means me writing a lullaby project and putting it out, you know, if that means me putting out something that sounds very similar to this last album, then I'm going to do that. And I just hope that it reaches the right people. But on a practical sense and a business sense, yes, I definitely want more opportunity in the mainstream world, because I feel like my heart is, my heart goes there. And I just, it's not like I want to be that, you know, I don't need to be there to be successful, but I really would like an opportunity to speak over people that are in that space that would never step foot into a church, especially right now. The temperament of culture, especially like society, is like, if you're a Christian, you're judgmental, like you hate everyone. Like, it's just not a good temperature. And that's so sad, and that's not true. But I just really want to represent the way that people encounter God in those spaces. And I think that that takes a lot of sacrifice and behind the scenes willingness to wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. And that's where I've been at. So I would love for this album, I mean, in my dreams, to just pop off and we're back on the road again. We can have the financial backing to where we're doing tours, we're, you know, putting this music out, and we can really take it to people across the nation and then across the world. I would love to do that and get back to that. But I definitely would want my audience to expand. And I believe that it will and that it is. But I think it's all a matter of timing. And I never want to create art from a place of, I need people to like approve of this so that I can be something great. Like, I think I've rewired my brain now to understand, like, I already believe in myself and I love this art, even if it's just for me and my family, like genuinely. And if my platform never gets bigger than it is now, and I'm so blessed, oh my gosh, to have the platform I have now, then that has to be okay. You know, you have to come to a point where you're like, am I cool with this? Am I cool if 100 people listen to my song, not 200,000, not 400,000? But yeah, I have big hopes and big dreams, and some of them are ludicrous. And if I said them on this interview, would be like, you're crazy. But yeah, I just hope. No, and I know,
please say them. So we have the inside scoop. You're going to win a Grammy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I would love that. I mean, yeah, I would love to be successful in all areas of my career. So I believe that stuff is coming and it will be really good. I just want to be able to be the woman that I need to be when that happens. I don't want it to happen before then. And I've asked God to do that. So we'll see how long that takes. But yeah, so that's kind of my hopes, I guess.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And
yeah,
in terms of even just in terms of your music specifically, even, I mean, look, we see nowadays, we see tracks from 30 or 40 years ago popping off on social media and becoming new again and coming, you know, going to the charts. Sure. So even if your music, you know, didn't reach the, you know, the potential that you'd like it to reach commercially in the next year, like maybe 10, like the thing is, obviously, music, like any art, you know, it's always there, it's always available, and it's going to be speaking to people, I think. Especially with the kind of music that you're making, and I'm not just saying this, but like, I honestly think that especially with the kind of music that you're making, you know, this stuff is going to resonate with someone just as much now as it hopefully does in 5 or 10 years, you know? So,
yeah. Thank you for saying that. I agree. I think anything is possible, especially now. But it is crazy. It is crazy. 'Cause sometimes I'm like, this stuff, like with all humility, this stuff can stand up against a lot of things that I'm hearing, you know, it's like, it's good enough. Like it definitely is, especially what we're about to put out too. I'm like, man, this is so confusing. Like, I wonder why, you know, it's lagging a little bit, but, it'll be fun to see what happens. You can't beat yourself up. You just have to be proud of what you're doing. And every song that I've released, I'm like, this is an investment in myself, in my journey, and no matter what, I'm gonna look back on it and go, man, I remember when I wrote that, and I'm so glad that I did.
And actually, I got to ask one more question. This is for the fans, because sure. I see this comment all the time. Obviously, look, this album is your own. Maybe in the future you might want to collaborate with some other artists, you know, NF or anyone else on the cards.
Oh my gosh, literally everything that I ever post, collab with NF. Actually, you know what's crazy is, it was before, I think it was like right when he signed, but he agreed because we were pretty good friends for a while, but obviously like people, you know, just everyone changes and does stuff. And it's like, no, it's not weird, like bad blood or anything, but, cause I moved and you know, all this stuff, but he's so awesome. And he agreed to, like write a verse to a song that I wrote, but the song, my part is so bad. Like I That's would real. Never put it out. It's not good. Like his part was great. My part was not good. So that's a shame. And people are going to be really sad to hear that, but that was a long time ago, long, long time ago, like probably 5 years ago. But yeah, I would love to collab with more people for sure. Some people that I really, really like, there's this band called, I think they're actually from New Zealand. Maybe. Klo, it's like KLLO. I don't know if you've heard of them.
I think I've heard them. Really cool. I don't know their music.
They're like new. They're a lo-fi kind of like indie pop band. I mean, if I could collaborate with anybody, like big time people, I mean, just for nostalgic reasons, I would want to do like a Bieber moment or like something crazy like that. My indie pop side of me is like cringing inside, like, holy, don't say Justin Bieber. But like Tierra Whack or Majid Jordan or, dude, I don't know, like Joji or,
oh yeah, Joji,
like Jaden Smith or like anybody like that. I'm looking through my playlist right now. Like, I just love people that are doing things a little bit differently, but anyway,
Well, I'm looking forward to whatever happens in the future, whether it's your own solo music or your collaborations. I'm so honored and thankful for your time and for the opportunity to speak with you. This has been a pleasure, and I'm so excited for this new album. So thank you again.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. It was amazing. I loved every second. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to this fresh interview with Holland. It's all about her brand new album, Holy Rebellion, which is out now wherever you listen to music. And you can stream Holland and many other of your fave Christian artists over at Fresh, streaming anytime on the Hope Media app and on the Hope 103.2 website.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.